Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Mark, and today I'll be reading from Mark 4, 30 to 34. Now let me read that for us. And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. In our passage today, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. A full disclaimer, I am going to say mustard seed many times, so I apologize in advance. He explains that although a mustard seed might start out extremely small when it's initially sown, it grows and grows, and eventually it becomes an incredibly large mustard tree. And Jesus points to this phenomenon and says that this is a picture of the kingdom. We know today that this picture did indeed come to pass. After Christ's resurrection and his final moments with the disciples, he plants in their hearts a mustard seed, the Great Commission. We then follow the disciples as they gather in the upper room, as the Holy Spirit falls upon them, as Peter wins over thousands to the name of Jesus Christ in a single sermon, as the early church blossoms and day by day they gathered and broke bread and shared all that they had, as they became witnesses across all the land to Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. And through all that, this mustard seed grew and grew. Christianity is now the largest religion in the world. You and I are a result of this mustard seed that Jesus planted thousands of years ago. Now that is definitely something to give God glory for, but is the only reason that Jesus shared this parable just to give a prophetic word and kind of tell the future? I don't think so. I think the key to fully understanding today's parable, the parable of the mustard seed, is actually to look at yesterday's parable, the parable of the seed growing. For those of us who may not have tuned in yesterday, let me read it again for us. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come." This parable teaches us that just like the process of growth for a seed is sort of a mystery to the sower, the process of growth for the kingdom of God is also a mystery to us. Why is this important? Well, Jesus may be telling us that the growth we see in the kingdom is not one that can be manufactured. After all, if the events we see in the book of Acts and the work of the early church could be boiled down to just strategy and optimism, then Christianity wouldn't be particularly special, wouldn't it? And if we wanted to follow suit in Christ's picture of mustard seed growth, all we'd have to do is attend a few seminars and hire a few gurus or something. Jesus shows us that because the growth of the kingdom is something only God controls, it's something that we can look only to God to do. You know, the plainest way we can apply our passage today is to understand our church as a mustard seed church, a church that is growing each and every day as we continue to be shaped by God's will. Something that I really love about Symphony is that we're always changing. Maybe that's due to us being in Boston and the way life moves and shifts constantly, but in the best possible way, I found that we've never really had a chance to grow too comfortable, and we were always trying to discern how to move forward. I remember my first members meeting that I attended as an undergrad. I had never attended a members meeting in general at any church at that point, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. But I distinctly remember part of the meeting going something like this: "Our church only has a few thousand dollars left in the bank, And at the rate things are going, we'll probably close down in about 6 months unless something changes. Okay, let's pray. I'm probably paraphrasing, but I remember being so confused by how casual the leadership seemed to be at what I thought was a really dire situation. But I think that that was just one of the many ways where we kind of learned over the years that we'd only be here by the grace and the power of God, not by anything we did. And as we relied on the Lord to carry us and grow us, there have been so many developments over the years to praise Him for. He maintained us through the beginning of the pandemic, despite our services switching to virtual only and our members being dispersed all throughout the world. Our microchurches have been really committed to the mission of meeting together and loving one another and their neighborhoods, even as they were still adapting to this model. You know, we've installed 2 classes of deacons who are now heading the many ministries that make up our church. And our college ministry has just had so many testimonies as many of our campuses grew and expanded beyond our expectations. Special shout out to my Boston College brothers and sisters. You know, God has done so much to grow and develop our church, and I'd like to think that we've had the privilege of joining Him in His work as we prayed and waited on Him to move. But I can confidently say that there is still work to be done. In many ways, even after having just passed our 11-year mark, our church can still be considered a mustard seed. There is so much more room to grow, so many ministries to take part in, campuses to reach out to, people to mobilize, so much Christ to experience here in Boston. And if we are to continue to be a mustard seed church, embracing the growth that comes from God, then it is up to us to do our part. To continually rely on the Lord to do His work and shape our church as part of His kingdom. I just want to wrap up our devotional this morning by pointing to verses 33 and 34 in our passage. You know, for some reason, I really love these glimpses that we get into Jesus's time that He spent with His disciples. We see that for every parable He taught the crowds, Jesus would later spend time in private teaching His disciples and explaining to them these pictures of the kingdom. There must have been countless times where they gathered around the campfire or on the deck of a boat or on the floor of a home, sitting shoulder to shoulder, knee to knee, as they listened to Jesus. I wonder if the disciples ever thought back to one of these moments later on in their ministry. I wonder if they reminisced about these intimate conversations they had with Christ, maybe even realizing that those moments were the ones where He actually planted mustard seeds in their hearts. I hope that today and tomorrow and every day, the time that we spend with Jesus can lead to these mustard seed moments where a small idea or conviction pops into our minds that eventually grow into big ideas and big convictions as we think about the kingdom. And maybe those big ideas and big convictions become what God weaves together and uses to build our church. Today, how can we have a mustard seed faith, one that leads to a mustard seed church? Which humble endeavors that God is pressing into you might end up becoming mustard seed moments for you to look back on? Let's just take some time to respond, and let's go to Him in prayer. Lord, would You continue to be growing us and to be working in our hearts? Lord, we may not understand and we may not see every little moment of growth, but I pray that we can just cling to You and to be steadfast just as You have been steadfast to us in Your faithfulness. I pray for our church. I pray that You continue to be the force that drives us. May we not rely on human wisdom and human strength, but instead may we rely on Your wisdom and Your strength. Be with us, Lord. May we be a mustard seed church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.